live. We're launching into the second hour of this program, and what we do here is allow you to take control of the airwaves. Should you like, you may call in at 855-453, and you can turn the conversation into whatever topic that you find interesting. 855-453, and how we respond will depend on what you find interesting and whether or not we agree. So 855-453, also available to you on Skype as lrn.fm. That's how you can find us there. Send us a request. We will get you added in, and then it's easy to connect to us at that point. So once again, lrn.fm on Skype, toll free at 855-453. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We're going to continue here. Last hour, just to bring you up to speed, we were talking about the Chicago Police Department actually coming out with an official change of policy. The story, according to RT.com, with it officially changing their policy to say that unless the perpetrator of an alleged action is supposedly still on the scene, you're not going to get a response in any reasonable amount of time. You can expect to hear from some officer when they feel like it, basically. Which is the way things have kind of always been, but now it's official policy. Now they're coming out and saying it, because if you called, if you know somebody robbed something off of your front porch, or you know stole something out of your car, for
burgles.
Instance,
yeah.
Thank you. Robbery is at the point of a weapon, typically, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if someone burgled your residence or your car,
you could threaten somebody and just strong arm robbery them.
And you call the police, and they say, well, we'll send over an officer as soon as we can. Well, as soon as we can could mean anything. I mean, it could mean tomorrow.
Well that's one of the first things they'll ask is, the burglar still on the premises? I mean, that's one of the first things that they'll ask you.
Yeah.
Now, I've got to say, though, when I had something, actually it was my ex-girlfriend had something stolen out of her car at our house. It was, maybe she didn't lock it. I don't know exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But they were there relatively quickly. So,
and what does that mean? Half hour?
Yeah, maybe that.
Okay. Yep, that's relatively quick, I would say, for the police.
Yeah, they gave us a little pink piece of paper, and you know, I let her know that anything that was gone, she's not getting back. You can forget about it.
Was that pretty much it? I mean, you never heard back from them?
No.
Yeah.
Why would you?
All right. They have no obligation to follow up on the case, and they had no obligation to send the officer in the first place.
And it's highly unlikely that they would. I mean, do you really want your police department? Ask yourself this. Do you want your police department following up on property crimes? And if you think about all the other crimes that are going on out there and sort of the inefficiencies of government and these kind of things, no, you really don't want that. The best thing that you can hope for from a police department is that they'll, you know, if they run across your stuff, that they'll let you know. And if they would just tell you that from the get-go, people's expectations would probably be a lot better. But you really have to be told by an adult.
Well, I think people's expectations are that they will be taken care of and that, you know, the police will investigate a crime because this is something that has happened to them.
Well,
this
then they're wrong. Let me set their...
I understand that. They don't know that, though.
I'm telling them now.
Okay, but if I had some sort of protection agency that I had hired to protect myself and
feel
my property,
free to hire any protection
I would want that
want.
Protection agency to investigate the crime. And I think
Agreed.
Most people, I don't think it's unreasonable for people to want that from their police officers. Now, yeah, would I rather have the police out there investigating real crime with victims as far as, like, you know, a murderer or a rapist? Of course. But on the other hand, I certainly don't want them out arresting peaceful people who haven't hurt anybody else, which, you know, so I'd rather have them investigating a property crime. Then,
there are,
know,
all kinds
the
of
other
steps
stuff they do.
Between here and a perfect system. There's no doubt about it, and I agree. The police function nothing like a protection, very little like a protection agency should, but that's what we've got. The first thing you could do in order to, you know, make police more efficient is to get rid of victimless crimes. Just get
sure.
rid of them, wipe them from the board. You'd stop incarcerating people for crimes that did not have, you know, there was not an injury or that kind of thing. Or
some kind of property damage or property theft in this case.
Did you incarcerate somebody for stealing right
no.
off the bat?
No.
I wouldn't
I think
either.
They should be, they should make good. They should pay restitution.
Have the opportunity to make good, and then if they don't do it, then we might be able to talk about...
But again, that would require the police to investigate that crime in the first place, and I think
they would have a lot more time if they weren't chasing around drug dealers.
I totally agree.
Yeah, I think, Mark, is your point that the police do all sorts of terrible, horrible things, and they bungle things while prosecuting the war on drugs. And maybe we don't want them declaring a war on theft or a war on property crimes because they could create some victims there as well.
Well, I think that most property crimes that are reported aren't worth anybody going and investigating. Because, let's face it, if you had some kind of protection agency out there, it's unlikely that you would pay for their top-tier plan to protect you against all, not only insure your valuables against theft, but to go after and find your valuables and get them returned to you. Or if they came and said, look, we'll be happy to go out and find your $300 laptop. We're going to have to put, 60 man-hours into it to begin. Those man-hours are $50 a piece. Can you write us a check for $12,000 and we'll see if we can find your...
Well, I don't think many people would want to hire that organization. I get what you're saying, that some things
property
would cost too much.
It's your responsibility to secure your stuff ultimately. That's what I'm trying to say.
I get what you're saying there, but on the other hand, if you've hired a company to protect your property and you're paying them on a monthly basis for an insurance policy in that way, then they've been getting paid, and like an insurance, a car insurance situation, you don't have to use that until the situation comes about. So most people would be paying into a system and probably would not have things stolen regularly, so they wouldn't be calling the police. So it would be more, I think it would be more of an insurance policy that could cover things like that, and you wouldn't have to pay a deductible or something. Who knows how it would end up being organized? That's something we don't know right now, because we're just talk show hosts, and we're not insurance experts, and we're not protection experts, and we don't know what exactly the free market in protection would really look like, and what different plans would be out there, and what the coverage would be, and what the deductibles would be, and all the options and guarantees. We don't know.
Guaranteeing your property against theft.
Great, then don't run that company. Okay, maybe somebody will run that company, and they can make that work.
Yeah, if your house has a bunch of gold bricks in it, yeah, then you're going to want that kind of protection. But I think the vast majority of people, I mean, until recently, until we bought a new TV, I couldn't imagine anybody wanting to steal anything out of my house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nothing. They'd come in here and they'd be like, "Let's set this place on fire. There's nothing to steal." I mean, I don't know what other people's houses are like.
You wouldn't want to buy that protection policy,
right? That's what I'm trying to tell you, is the vast majority of people wouldn't want this. The police are not responsible for returning your property, but it's unlikely that anybody else would, be willing to pay for that.
That's certainly your speculation. Maybe someone else would disagree with you, and they would feel like people would want to feel like they were protected.
The best thing you can do for people right now is inform them that, look, your property's not going to be returned to you. If it gets stolen, it's gone. If any police officers out there and you think that it's unlikely that, if you think it's likely that they'll get their property returned to them, please give us a call and let us know, but I suspect that I'm correct in saying your property's gone if it's stolen. So what you need to do is you need to take responsibility of your property today by getting insurance and locking your doors.
Sure, you're talking about that in today's world, where we only have one choice. All I'm suggesting, Mark, is that we don't know. It's hubris of us to say that we know how things would work in a free market. We can speculate. You can say what you think might be the case, but maybe somebody would find out, figure out a way to make a theft coverage program work, and they might attract a whole lot of customers if they could do that.
They might. Quantum computing is coming along. That might happen, too. In today's world, I've made a much better argument against these kind of programs existing for the vast majority of the public than you've made for it.
No, I'm just saying I don't know what's going to happen. 855,
what's going to happen?
Free. No.
This
I'm
is
saying
classic free thought.
I'm saying
live.
I don't know what's. Maybe we're just not communicating here, Mark. I'm saying
I'm
I don't
you,
know
you
what's
can't.
Going to happen in the future if we actually do have something more than a monopoly on protection services.
I'm telling you,
if you want to predict what you think is going to be likely, that's fine. But you don't necessarily know, do you?
I cannot predict the future,
right.
But I can tell you that very few people will pay $3,000 a month to protect $300 worth of assets.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't say that anyone would do that, but maybe it would be $30 a month. You don't know what the costs would be. You don't know what the plans would be. You don't know what the offers would be.
I declare a tie.
855-450-FREE. Just admit, you don't know. More
you
coming
did.
Up. 855. 453, toll-free number here. You can take control. Anyway, I would like to talk about what's going on in Chicago, and we'll do that here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order, and you're going to obey it.
Which one should you go this way?
You can do that, and you have to leave here.
You cannot resign if you're around.
Walk with me.
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, hey, who do you think
excuse
you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video of my own allowing this.
No, I have work today. This is
you ain't going to make.
Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, February 5th, 2013. Gold opened up at $1,674.75. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,705.77, a half ounce for $857.54, or a quarter ounce for $428.77. That's $1,705.75, $857.54, and $428.77.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find on the site. Those features include archives, so if you missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. You can just click and download as many episodes as would satisfy you. Go to freetalklive.com. Right there at the top of the page, you'll see the last 7 days' worth, and then you can click into the archive section to go back for years' worth of the show, going all the way back to late 2006. All of it free at freetalklive.com. Plus, there's our SoundCloud page, which not only includes Free Talk Live show archives, but also some interviews that we've done, as well as the Edgington Post interview series that Mark does. Actually, you did an Edgington Post today with yourself as the interviewee.
I did. What?
So I don't know if that is the height of hubris, but it's certainly, you know, it was interesting. You were talking about your pigs.
I mean, a lot of people.
You can't interview the pigs.
You were interviewer and interviewee.
I didn't, you know, it's not quite as complex. It's me doing a monologue about my pigs, basically, okay. Is what's going on there. And, you know, a lot of people have asked me about what it's like to have raised the pigs, and also, you know, people on this show tend to be interested in the idea of raising your own food and that kind of thing. So, you know, I thought I'd tell people for a few minutes about the dollars and cents and emotions and energy and time that I put into raising some pigs.
By the way, can you guys smell my feet? Because I can.
God.
So this is what happens when you have the janitor on the show.
Thank goodness it's just radio. No, it can't, Johnny Ray.
Fantastic.
All right. So as I was saying, you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. That'll get you access to all Free Talk Live-related audio, including Edgington Post episodes, soundcloud.freetalklive.com.
Statelesssweets.com has all the candies that you could possibly want for your holiday, your Valentine's Day sweetheart. Go to statelesssweets.com and select from the many, many choices. They have they actually have sort of regular candies, which are, you know, delicious in and of themselves. Those are the only ones I've tried, the English toffee, the cinnamon caramels, the fudge, the chocolate-covered cashew brittle, all kinds of different candies. Those are just to name a few. They've also got paleo and diabetic-friendly options. They've got memberships that you can get some shipped to your house every month. And this is a really great great gift for Valentine's Day. Is all you have to do is go to statelesssweets.com, take a look, order what you want, and use coupon code FTL in order to save 10% on your order. It's statelesssweets.com, coupon code FTL. I cannot stress, you know, vociferously enough how delicious the candy is at statelesssweets.com.
Yeah, it's been too damn long since I've gotten some free Stateless Sweets candy coming into the LRM studios.
When was the last time you brought a pizza when you came in to do the show?
I don't bring you guys stuff.
He's bringing himself, Mark. He's here as our guest.
Thank you, Ian.
So I'm glad that you're here, Johnny Ray. Now, during the break, Mark, you and I communicated further on this matter of miscommunication here on the air. You weren't saying that you don't think there would be insurance against theft. You
of
were
course
saying
the insurance
that,
against theft.
You were saying that you didn't think that the company insuring the theft would go after the exact product, that instead they might cut a check or something like that?
That it, basically investigating or going after stolen property tends to not be worth it. Unless there's somebody who's doing 100 burglaries in a neighborhood or something, and those people would likely be handled by security agents that look and act remarkably like police officers at some point or another. But it's just not worth trying to go find, say, a stolen bicycle.
Okay, so I get what you're saying. I thought what you were saying was that people would not be able to insure stuff against theft, but the miscommunication was that you're just saying they wouldn't go after the bicycle itself, that they would just simply cut a check to the individual.
Sure.
However, I would posit that in that situation, they would still want to verify whether it was actually a theft, you know, as opposed to somebody just making their bike go missing and hoping to cut a check. And, of course, they could do that by looking at their customers and seeing who reports a lot of thefts. And
that's exactly that's where they're going to start. Essentially, if you – I mean, I think just about everybody who has insurance understands this. When you start reporting things going wrong, that's when your insurance rates go up.
Right.
So
or if the,
you're a bigger risk when you report the bike theft.
Or maybe the rates would be up in the beginning because you live in a part of town where things tend to be stolen a lot.
Happens.
So, again, there would be protection against these theft matters. So, let's go back to the story here. Chicago is where the police have actually come out and admitted and changed their official policy that if you are reporting any kind of property damage, vehicle theft, garage burglary, or other crime in which the perpetrator is no longer on the scene, you will not be assisted until the police have time for it. Now, again, it's always been this way, and it's that way with your local police department. It's just they're not most of the departments aren't coming out and just advertising that. They're saying that now officially as policy in Chicago. And starting on Sunday, about 44 officers, they claim, will be freed up each day and will no longer be dispatched for certain crimes. Instead, the officers will spend their time patrolling the streets and searching for crimes elsewhere. The Chicago, which means they'll be pulling people over for speeding and other nonsense. The Chicago Police Department believes it does not need to report to scenes where the victim is safe, secure, and not in need of medical attention, and the offender is not on the scene and not expected to return immediately. But some Chicago residents are angry about the new response plan, arguing the taxes they pay for police should be used to help them when they are in need. And I think that the quotes here from these individuals is very exemplary of what people believe about the police, but is in no way, shape, or form actually true about the police. First quote from Carmen Curio. She told CBS that she lives nearby a house that burglars broke into on Christmas Day. She said, quote, "I think that's ridiculous. I think if there's a burglary, they've got to come. It's what we pay for. They have to come." Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but the answer is that no, they don't. And I understand that in the movies and the TV shows that you watch as an American, you're used to seeing the police respond. That's what they do in the movies and the police, you know, the TV shows. They respond and they are concerned with what has gone on. And sometimes they might even, recover the evidence or recover what it was you were looking for. But in reality, they have no obligation to respond at all. If you call Chicago PD, San Francisco PD, or your little town's PD, they could come in 30 minutes, 30 days, or 3 weeks. There's no way to know when they're going to come, and there's nothing you can do about it besides complain, because they have no obligation to provide you with those services. But that's not what people think.
Right. I would love to hear somebody call in and talk about how they lost something and it was recovered by the police. I would think it would be very interesting.
Because
I bet it's really rare. And I'm not dissing the police here. Believe me, I'll diss the police on this show. But I'm not dissing them here. I don't think that that's where the sort of the best use of police time is. I think that the best use of police time would be investigating crimes where there is a victim or keeping us safe in some other way.
And that's nice that you have that opinion, but I think most people have a different opinion about the police, or at least I can't say most people. There's certain groups of people that some people have dealt with the police, so they know what to expect. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the ones who haven't really had to deal with the police in any meaningful way, except for maybe an occasional speeding ticket or something like that. They've never called the police to respond to any kind of situation, so they don't really know what to expect, which is, shouldn't expect much. But Nick Sposato, a Northwest Chicago resident, says he pays high enough property taxes to deserve police assistance after a traumatizing break-in. He said, quote, "People are upset. They want to talk to a police officer. They want to know something is being done to prevent this in the future." And that, I think, again, is another perfect example of what people want. They want to feel listened to. They want to feel like someone cares. And I think that's a valuable thing for a police department to provide to people.
Hire counselors.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want and you can do it toll free. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you in studio tonight is Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is one of the many features. You can go there and see some of the ladies that listen to this program, the ones who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the show. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wanted to take some kind of complaint to trial, but you didn't want to spend that kind of money on an attorney? I mean, attorneys are expensive, right? Well, howtowinincourt.com is a course that you can buy for about the cost of spending 1 hour with an attorney, and it'll teach you all the rules of court, how to file motions, how to make objections, upon what grounds, how to, you know, get evidence, whatever it is that you need to do before, during and after a court case, and what happens beforehand is so important, and I think that a lot of people that go to court really just don't even know how important it is. You know, it'll teach you all that stuff. And unless you know that stuff, you're just not going to win. That's the end of the story. It works for plaintiffs and defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It's written so that you can, so that an eighth grader can learn it over the weekend. That's how easy it is. I've taken the course, and I recommend it highly. There's all kinds of free tools on the website. Go there. Buy the course. When you do, use coupon code. Use the pull-down menu. Actually, it's not a coupon code. Use the pull-down menu. Mention Free Talk Live, or when you give them a call, mention Free Talk Live. It's how to win in court. .com is well worth the money. This is the civics course you should have gotten in high school. HowToWinInCourt.com.
I've started it. I'm watching some of their video tutorials at this point, and it is pretty. It's pretty good so far.
Yeah, yeah. It'll tell you everything you need to know.
So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. One more quote from this story about Chicago, and then, of course, we'll take your calls about anything, as well as Johnny Ray wants to talk about the Constitution and whether or not we should just get rid of the thing. But first, Chicago police have come out with an announcement that they are no longer going to be responding in any sort of quick manner to people who have experienced property crime. As long as there's no one who's currently, like, if the burglar is not there, then...
Sure. If you get a hold of the bedroom, they'll be there.
Well, maybe.
They'll be there when they come.
Sooner for an urgent call like that than they will for something like this. They're basically telling people the truth. They're just coming right out and telling the truth, and that is that, look... We're not going to really respond to this in any meaningful amount of time. We'll get to it when we can, is what they're talking about here. And the police superintendent, Gary McCarthy, said that Chicago residents can no longer be guaranteed the care that law enforcement exists to ensure. He said, quote, "You're upset. You're violated. It's happened to me. So you've got to weigh it, and I'm making tough decisions," he said. Quote, "I'm making a tough decision, but I'd rather have that officer on the street doing something to prevent the next shooting than honestly making somebody feel better because they're responding rather than talking to them over the phone." So basically, they'll be taking reports over the phone.
You know, I was wondering about this is, you know, why couldn't they just set up something online where they give you a report? But, I mean... I think that insurance companies want there to have been a police officer on site to kind of take a look at things.
They do say here that the alternate response unit will draw up police reports on the phone and send evidence technicians to crime scenes later on if documentation is necessary. So in some cases, if you call the police for property crime, they may not ever show up in person. You may get a phone call later on when they get around to getting to your case.
Got to say, I'm surprised at that.
So this is just the way things are. And I guess, you know, good for Chicago police for giving people, giving them it straight. I mean, that's the way it's always been. It's just that now it's official policy, so people might not have the wrong expectations. Of course, then again, not everyone reads RT. And so there are going to be plenty of people in Chicago who are going to be upset when they call the police and they don't get the kind of response that they believe they're entitled to because they've been paying taxes for their entire adult lives.
This kind of upset is going to be going on for years when people are told, you got some stuff stolen here. Call this 800 number and somebody will take down your information.
In 2012, 911 callers did have the option to have an officer come to their location and file a report in person, but that choice will no longer be available. So I guess that is the one thing that's changing here, unless they are injured or in the presence of a crime suspect. So I guess they are changing something officially besides just telling people the truth about how quickly they'll respond to things, and that change is that they will not be sending an officer at all.
I got to say, I mean, it makes sense to me.
855, 453. I think that it's valuable from the perspective that some people might wake up and realize that this is not the organization that you thought it was. Because they tell you a story about the police, that they're there to protect and serve. And if there's not somebody there taking a report who appears to empathize with your situation and appears to actually care about you, then that doesn't feel like protection. It doesn't feel like serving. Even though you and I both know, all of us here know, that they're likely not going to recover your stolen property. That's likely what's going to happen. There's something to be said for customer service. And to me, the idea is, as this guy said earlier, this Northwest Chicago resident saying that people want to know something's being done. Even if that something is little to nothing, even if that something is little more than just having a friendly face show up and act like they care about what happened to you, at least that's something. And now that won't be happening in Chicago. I'm not necessarily saying that all Chicago police are friendly or that they aren't arresting people in their homes after they've called them for various different things being stolen, and then they come across a bong or something like that and then go ahead and turn what was a property theft crime, report into a drug arrest. So I'm not saying those things don't happen, but, generally people have an expectation that someone's going to show, pretend like they care. And now that's not even happening. And, of course, this is kind of similar to what happened in Detroit, where Detroit police have just shuttered their offices during many hours in the day. Certain areas of the city, I don't know if it's the whole city, but certain areas of the city, you can't go in a walk. You can't be a walk-in into the department anymore if it's past business hours. So
right, it's like 8 to 5.
Yeah. So if you're not going in during business hours, you're just going to have to wait until the next day to report whatever it was that you had wanted to report to the police department. And again, that's that same kind of look, we're not really here to serve you. It's an admission that they've been forced into and having to make because they don't have the budget to provide the same level of service that they did before, or you know whatever it is that's happening there to force them into these circumstances. But they're having to admit to these people, look, we're not what you thought we were. I mean, that's basically what this is. Hey, you thought we were here to help you. You thought we were here to act concerned. Well, look, best you're going to get from us now is a phone call. That's about it. Wake up. These people aren't here to keep you safe. They're not here to protect and serve you. They're there to protect and serve the state. That's their ultimate job. That's what they do. They do what they're told by the legislature. They do what they're told by their office, their chiefs. They don't do what they're told by you. They have no obligations to you. You don't have a contract with them. Go ahead. Find me evidence that you have a contract with the police department. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, the idea that you are a part of your government is pervasive, but it's a
good myth for them to pervade.
It's a useful fiction.
Yeah, useful for them because they, if you believe that there's a certain level of service or expectation that you have from these government bureaucrats, and as long as you don't really try to cash in on that belief, actually call the cops and, expect them to do something, you can go through your whole life believing that and have no idea that they're really this lousy, that there really is this poor, poor level of customer service or non-existent.
That's
level.
What we call faith.
Exactly. So, again, that story from RT, we'll post that, has already been posted to our Twitter and Facebook. But, Johnny Ray, there's this constitution.
I have another thought about the police that I started last hour, and I wanted to finish it. I said, I blame the people. I don't blame the police. I blame the people. And the truth is, laying blame doesn't help too much. But an idea that I've been kicking around for a couple of weeks is that a sane way to look at the world is to split people up into sheep and wolves. When you think about the vast majority of Americans, do you think of them as people who are willing to stand up and sacrifice something for their freedom?
No,
they're not. And the police,
I don't even see the libertarians being willing to stand up.
Yeah, well, imagine if you see the world that way and you have to choose sides. Do you want to be a sheep or do you want to be a wolf? Or maybe a sheepdog,
All right, hang on. We're coming up. We can talk about this. 855, 453. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Mm-hmm. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now. 800-371-4047. 800-371-4047.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Johnny Ray asks, are you a wolf or are you a sheep or a sheep dog? We'll continue this conversation here. And, of course, you can call in and bring up whatever you want. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and would like to help support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $5 a month for the AMP program. We will take that $5 and combine it with others, $5, and then use that money to purchase various different advertising within the industry, for instance, for Free Talk Live, or go to a convention that we're going to go to in New York City here in a few months to schmooze with the big wigs in the industry, send satellite hardware to new affiliates. By the way, we should have a new affiliate on board with us very soon in Indiana.
Sweet.
A new weekday affiliate, and I can talk more about that here once we've confirmed that everything's going okay.
You don't like to jinx it, do you?
I don't like to say that somebody's on board when they're not yet on board. So they should be on board, but I haven't confirmed it yet. Anyway, we're getting more stations because we have listeners like you who are amping the show for $5 a month with any major credit card through amp.freetalklive.com and PayPal. Also, Visa and MasterCard are an option on our site as well. So once again, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program. And we're going to continue. Now, Johnny Ray, you were talking about this sheepdog/sheep/wolf analogy. Tell me more about what you're getting at there.
Well, I was trying to explain my sympathy with the police, my sympathy for the police, my empathy with the police. Do you, when you look at the world, do you want to be a sucker, a coward, a sheep just waiting to be fleeced? Do you want to be a taxpayer?
No.
Or would you rather have some control over your own life? Would you rather have some skin in the real game of life? Do you want to have some control over your destiny? Do you want to have a life, or do you want to just exist for the purpose of the state? The police, they've got the real life. They're the warriors. They're the protectors, and they have control of their own lives. They're the tax eaters.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey,
because the sheepdog eats what the master gives him to eat in order to do his job of protecting the sheep. And then the master, when he's ready, the reason that he has the sheepdog is to protect the sheep. When he's ready, he holds the sheep down while they're making all kinds of noise and shears them and takes what's valuable of theirs. And when they get too old, he turns them into mutton, right?
Right. When I was in When I was in the military, I overheard a sergeant having a conversation, and he used this analogy. He was talking about the enemies of the United States. They were wolves. The people back home that we were protecting, they were the precious sheep. And us Marines were the sheep dogs.
I see.
So we were separate from the wolves because we were noble and better groomed.
I get where you're coming from there.
Yep. Now, Mark is introducing a new player,
right,
who is the farmer, the shepherd.
Farmer, yes. And by the way, I used to live on a farm, and the neighbor's dog would come over and kill the chickens.
Oh, yeah?
So
you
it's interesting.
Dirty
the dog...
old egg-sucking dog.
So the dog really, you know, it's tied to a piece of land. The dog does what its master says. You know, it's kind of interesting.
I think that's an interesting analogy, especially when you bring in that kind of military version of it. But who would the liberty-minded people be who are not just your average sheep, who are willing to stand up for the sheep in some cases? Would they be like the animal rights activists coming along and opening the fence? Or, what would the role be for the liberty activist in that analogy?
That's a poser, Ian. I have to think about that for a little while. I got to bring in like a new animal into it.
So 855-453.
We're that's eagles. That's a wolf in sheep's clothing, buddy.
We're eagles flying high.
Above it all, right? 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Because I don't like that the sheep are being fleeced. Because I can empathize with, you know, with the sheep. I can empathize. Because, you know, I think we've all been ignorant of what's been going on with the government at some point in our lives.
I think you're just a somewhat enlightened sheep.
Yeah.
I'm sad to say. You know, what are you? You're a rebellious sheep. You're the black sheep.
Okay, there you go. The black sheep. All right. I think we've taken that about as far as we can go.
Yeah.
So back to...
So we're good from here.
Well, let's talk about the Constitution, Johnny Ray. You know, let's tie this tie it all together here, because people have beliefs about the police, as we were just discussing before. They have expectations, and these expectations are rooted in a myth. They're not rooted in reality. They're rooted in, you know, having watched too many television shows, Andy Griffith, or whatever it is that... However it is people create expectations.
I'm not
about.
Sure Andy Griffith actually ever stopped crime.
Yeah, but he probably would have made it look like he cared about it.
Got a lot of haircuts.
So
Andy Griffith stopped. He stopped crime.
So anyway, people have expectations, and they're created by media and
mythology. Andy Taylor.
And to some extent, the Constitution creates expectations as well. I mean, if you read the Constitution, it makes it pretty clear. We've got the Bill of Rights here, and it has really nice language about free speech and the right to privacy, and all kinds of great stuff. But once you start paying attention, you realize that none of that really applies. That almost all of the Constitution's Bill of Rights have been just destroyed to some extent or another over time.
If they ever really existed.
Right. And so where are you? You said this is a New York Times piece, or where is this from?
Yeah, it's an opinion piece from the New York Times from December 30th, 2012.
All right.
From Louis Michael Seidman. Op-ed contribution. Let's give up on the Constitution. As the nation teeters at the edge of fiscal chaos, observers are reaching the conclusion that the American system of government is broken. But almost no one blames the culprit. Our insistence on obedience to the Constitution, with all its archaic, idiosyncratic, and downright evil provisions.
Mm.
Consider, for example, the assertion by the Senate Minority Leader last week that the House could not take up a plan by Senate Democrats to extend tax cuts on households making $250,000 or less because the Constitution requires that revenue measures originate in the lower chamber. Why should anyone care? Why should a lame duck House, 27 members of which were defeated for re-election, have a stranglehold on our economy? Why does a grotesquely malapportioned Senate get to decide the nation's fate?
That's really, I get where they're coming from. That would be a relatively simple amendment process. I absolutely agree that no lame duck politician should be able to pass a law. Specifically by lame duck, I mean they have been voted out of office and are really just waiting around collecting a paycheck or whatever. The fact is, with today's day and age, we could do this much more earlier than January 20th, but if you want to give it till then for the lawsuits and that kind of thing, there's just no reason for Congress to be in session from November the 4th or whatever the date of election is, on. You know, look, these people do little enough as it is. You don't need them in there at that time. They're just not allowed to be there at that time.
Well, they're not going to change that rule for you, Mark.
No, they're not. But they're not going to change the Constitution for this guy either.
Right.
Now, I'm bringing the story back. This may have been on the front page of Free Talk Live way back
then. It sounds familiar.
Yeah, I've actually read this particular article, opinion piece, I should say.
Now, I am a devotee of a podcast by Russ Roberts. Russ Roberts is from, I know that one time he was at George Mason University. He's from Stanford University's Hoover Institute. He was the man who wrote Battle of the Century, the Keynes versus Hayek rap video.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
And he does a weekly podcast called Econ Talk over at econtalk.org. I love it. And he did an interview with this author. This week's interview is with this guy. So that put it back in my head, and okay, that's why I'm thinking about it. Continuing, our obsession with the Constitution has saddled us with a dysfunctional political system, kept us from debating the merits of divisive issues, and inflamed our public discourse. Instead of arguing about what is to be done, we argue about what James Madison might have wanted done 225 years ago.
Right. Dispatch a man upon a horse from here to Philadelphia. I mean, you know, what?
As someone who has taught constitutional law for almost 40 years, I am ashamed it took me so long to see how bizarre all this is. Imagine that after careful study, a government official, say the president or one of the party leaders in Congress, reaches a considered judgment that a particular course of action is best for the country. Suddenly, someone bursts into the room with new information. A group of white-propertied men who have been dead for two centuries knew nothing of our present situation, acted illegally under existing law, and thought it was fine to own slaves, might have disagreed with this course of action. Is it even remotely rational that the official should change his or her mind because of this divination? Constitutional disobedience may seem radical, but it is as old as the Republic. In fact, the Constitution itself was born of constitutional disobedience. When George Washington and the other framers went to Philadelphia in 1787, they were instructed to suggest amendments to the Articles of Confederation.
This is true. Ladies and gentlemen, listen up.
Which would have had to be ratified by the legislatures of all 13 states. Instead, in violation of their mandate, they abandoned the articles, wrote a new constitution, and provided that it would take effect after ratification by only 9 states and by conventions in those states rather than the state legislatures.
Yep. That constitution that you think was handed down by God was shoved down your throat by politicians.
855 453. I want to get more into this here in moments. We'll do that in hour 3. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly in hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.